Hey man, welcome back to another podcast. Don't forget to share, send voice messages, all that, support the podcast, all that good stuff. But let's begin. Today's podcast, we've been talking about the NBA offseason, how it's going, the reaction so far. The draft was uninspiring. After really like LaMelo, James Wiseman, and what's his name? My boy Anthony Edwards. Really didn't care that. I mean, Obi. I mean, nobody. Hall drafted that dude from USC. They say good defender, good finisher. I guess they most likely drafted him to replace John Collins, which makes the most sense. I don't understand why they don't want to pay my boy John. John is a dog. Like, top five power forwards in the league. Probably top 15, top 10 big men in the league. So, I don't understand why they don't want to keep him. I guess they're trying to be cheap. Don't want to pay him. When we came back, our record got better. He plays 20. He can average 20 and 10. Like, he's a great player. Trae Young loves him. He played good versus with Trae Young. So, I really don't understand why they don't want to keep him. But maybe it's something with the front office. Maybe he's the disgruntled in the front office. Maybe they got beef with each other. I don't know. They not going to re-sign him. They might as well trade him. You know what I'm saying? Get some type of value for him. Don't just let him sit. Like, I damn know Houston been trying to get for the last 2-3 years. So, you might as well trade him in Houston. If they still got some picks left or trade him to Philly. Philly probably will take him. Like, it's a lot of teams that will take John Collins. I think every team in the NBA will take John Collins services. Literally. Only team I can. Who got good power forward? To be honest with you, ain't even that many good power forwards in the league. So, I can't, off the top of my head, I can't even think like just a dominant power forward. Probably besides like the Pelicans. But even then, even if you got dumb power forward, they can put one of them at center. I mean, like, it's like power forward, you can play power forward or center. Like, you can't have two centers out there, though. Dude. But you can have two power forwards out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, remember, Terry's probably not going to be good to have a center power forward. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you can get away running power forward. Just like you can get away running center small forward. Or can't be not small forward. It just depends on how your matchup is. Like, I know a lot of teams would love to have John Collins on their team, so. Grizzly. They got Jaren Jackson and Brandon Clark. They got two good power forwards. Or just like, I don't understand why they want to get rid of him, but teach his own. But one thing I didn't want was the Warriors to get James Wiseman, and they got James Wiseman, and good God almighty, they finally have DeMarcus Cousins, where they thought they were going to get DeMarcus Cousins. But like, James Wiseman, motherfucking beast. If he can get that jump shot better, get his interior defense up, get his IQ up, he got to get back in shape since he's been out. He got to get playing basketball shape again. But once he get his IQ up, the speed to the game, oh my Jesus, that team, him, Curry. And they just traded for Kelly Oubre. They might have gave up a lot for Kelly Oubre. Well, they didn't give a lot for him, but in the long run, they like $60 million over the cap or something like that. And that shit is crazy. Definitely, you got to hurt Klay Thompson, a regressing Draymond. You still got Curry. See, we're going to do come back from his injury. Since a full season come back from injury. You know, he showed out a little bit, but they bench is still weak. They got no depth, but I mean, I know why they probably traded for Kelly because what's his name got hurt? But I don't know if Kelly can play the two. Let me see how Kelly plays the two. So they probably have Curry, Kelly, Andrew, Draymond, and James Wiseman. They want to start him off the real. Probably not, though. They'll probably have Marquese Chris starting. Probably have Marquese Chris starting off the whip. So we're going to see how that goes. But James White, good God almighty. And I wonder what they're going to do with Klay now. Like, that injury will. Man, that's freak. Like, just imagine you working that hard, you getting back. And you didn't even get hurt in the game. You got hurt. I don't know what they say got hurt. I think they say it was practicing or training. Like, that makes you want to give up. I think this is his last year on his contract, or he got one more year left, player option, team option, something. So this looking rough for Klay, man. Like, this might be the last time we seen Klay in a Golden State uniform, man. That just sucks to see, because then with 31 now, 31, nobody finna give him no big contract. He's going to be signing him one-two-year deal for a little amount of money. If he would have left, he probably would have got a max contract somewhere damn near close to it. Now, he's not even going to get close to a max contract. So, it just sucks to see that. Definitely for a player. I like Klay. Klay a dog, man. He got that burner. I think he's still a little overrated on defense. But Klay, one of the greatest top three shooters of all time. Like, it just sucks to see that. Like, and like, you never know. Might have seen Klay might carry his own team to a championship or carry his own team. You know what I'm saying? Good player. He was a role player on a great team. I mean, he was a great role player on a great team. A lot of people tell him what he is, but he's a great player, man. Just like, man, throwing up 57 points in three quarters, like, man, he's a dog. Like, it just sucks to see that. But I really wanted to see if what Klay and Curry could do together, leading the team without KD. But sucks us up, man. But another trade, the Chris Paul trade. I get the trade because they want to keep, you know what I'm saying, keep Booker happy and keep some of them players they got on their team happy, but DeAndre Ayton, I just don't see the reason behind it. Like, yeah, you might make the playoffs next year, but then Chris Paul is going to be gone. So it's like, I know you ain't finna pay Chris Paul no 40-something million. And I don't know how much money. Chris Paul might want to go to the championship team after this year. So, I mean, unless they can get, like, some championship pieces. I know Devin Booker always say he want to play with Kat and D'Angelo. But them two already on the same team. So, they got to bring D-Book there. You know what I'm saying? Like, they could trade. I don't know who Minnesota can trade, because they really ain't got no pieces to trade like that. But that's why I thought they might have traded that first round, that first pick for D-Book. They might have would have before the Chris Paul trade. If D-Book would have requested a trade, or because he had voiced frustration in the past of losing. But now, with Chris Paul, they might be seeing, they might be trying to make a move or something like that. But they gave up a lot of depth, right? They gave up a lot of depth. And then, so I don't really see the long term. I see the short term plan, maybe make the playoff, maybe be an AC. They had a chance to make it since they went undefeated. But I just really don't. And then D-Book can play off ball, but he's better on ball player. So we're going to see how that works. The Ayton progression should go stupid, though. That's going to be the S factor on that team. If Ayton can go stupid, if Miles Bridges can progress even more, take more shots, get more aggressive, then and Cam Johnson keep progressing, becoming. He was a very underrated player last year. Cam Johnson, he was a great player last year. So we're going to see how that goes. So, hey, I don't see the long-term plan, but short-term plan, I can kind of see it. So we're going to see how that goes. And then you got Danny Green joining the 76ers, which is great for them. At first, he was traded to the Thunder, but then they traded to the 76ers, which is great for them because they need so much shooting. I still think they need to get rid of Simmons or Embiid, but they keep saying they might try to get James Harden. I don't see him going to 76ers. I see him more going towards any other team but the Nets, but it depends because the Nets have more pieces. They don't got the draft picks, but they got the piece. They might have one or two draft picks they can get rid of, trade them, but they still trying to get rid of Russell and James, so we're going to see how that goes. You know, Daryl Morey, that basketball operation. So we're gonna see how that work out. Even though Elton Brand, sorry, self still the man GM. I don't understand why he's a GM there. They got rid of Al Horford. Don't understand why they signed the first place. That was good to get him off the book. They traded him to Houston, I believe. Traded him to Houston? Yeah, they traded him to Houston. Was it Houston? I don't even know who they traded Al Horford to. Was it OKC? I don't know who they traded. They traded him somewhere. Got rid of his sorry self. Oh, the Bucks trade, that shit is funny. Bogdan Bogdanovic saying he don't even want to sign with them folks. Like I don't want to be trying to trade. I didn't even say I was going to sign with it. That shit is hilarious. He don't even want to sign with the Bucks, which is weird. Like, why would I not want to sign with the Bucks? Maybe he don't like playing. Maybe he don't like the cold. I don't know. That's weird, though. He don't sign with the Bucks. Well, that might mess up the whole little shebang-a-bang where they going. Because they really going after Chris Paul. Now they can't even get Chris Paul now. So it's just like, damn, that just messed up their whole little thing. I feel like they gave up a lot anyway for Bogdan. They gave up a lot. Like, goddamn. They gave up a lot for him and Drew Holiday. Well, they got Holiday. But I don't know how that's going. I don't know. They feel like they gave up a lot of their depth, which they was already lacking in depth in free play. Now they give a lot of their depth. Like, Drew Holiday can run a one, but he ain't run a one in like 5-6 years. You got Bogdan, who don't even really want to be there. You still got Middleton. You still got Brook Lopez. And you still got... what's his name? What's that boy name? Giannis. But who you got coming off the bench? You traded your best bill player in DiVincenzo. So it's like, you don't really have no depth. You don't have no depth at all. So I don't see how Giannis can come back. Definitely after he's dude saying he don't want to play there. And then all them players got to come back. And I'm sure they feel some type of way about getting traded like that. So I don't see how that's going to work. But we'll see how they're going to make that work. A little other trades here and there that... It really wasn't like no real significant trades, signings like that. Cause free agency, I think it starts today. So we're gonna see who goes where. I feel like a lot of people just gonna resign with the same team, sign 1 year deals, and just sign up, wait for next year, see what they say. But to me, it should be smart because we don't know what the salary cap gonna be after this year. The salary cap may drop significantly after this year since revenue's been cut and they're making the same amount of money because coronavirus and stuff. So they may get that back while they can. So NBA free agency, I mean, it ain't been wild. Like, I feel like it ain't been wild, but the trade, that stuff that happened, just like, what? Like, it's just weird. Like, it ain't been nothing crazy, but it's just like, okay, like, what? Hey, but hey, man, say man, amen, say man at the end of the podcast. All right. Don't forget, like, share, comment, send voice messages, and don't forget to go to my YouTube. It's gonna be in the description. Hey, Orlando, don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, all that to that. Don't forget to go to Instagram if you want to join the podcast on special guest Sundays or Mondays. Don't forget to go Southside Apparel to shop for merch. All right, we y'all on. All right, I'll catch up with y'all.